Cut Day rebuilt the receiver room behind Nico Collins for the second time in 8 days. The roster Houston announced keeps 5 receivers, Collins, Kayshon Bout, Xavier Hutchinson, Jalen Knoll, and Jared Wayne, per the club's official roster page. And the 3 veterans who were supposed to steady the group are all gone. Zay Jones, Sterling Shepard, and Justin Watson were released at Sunday's cutdown, per the club's transaction report, with Aaron Wilson at KPRC2 first reporting the Watson cut. Jones and Shepard had signed 8 days earlier. The one addition came by trade. Boot arrived from New England on Tuesday, per the club's transaction report, and DeMeco Ryans framed him as the answer to the Jaden Higgins injury. Adding Kayshon is a big get for us. We know we lost a significant player for us in Jaden Higgins, per Jared Koch at Texans on SI, with Tank Dell placed on injured reserve designated for return and out at least 4 games. Koch reports Hutchinson and Bout are expected to take the outside snaps opposite Collins. And after all of that churn, Houston made no waiver claims, per Jonathan M. Alexander at the Houston Chronicle. The room the deadline made is the room they meant to keep. Collins himself left no line this week we can cite. The write-up of Wednesday's joint practice in Charlotte named Dalton Schultz, Xavier Hutchinson, Justin Watson, and rookie Lewis Bond as the men catching passes on the day's opening drive, per Mark Vandermeer at HoustonTexans.com. Collins is not in it. Most starters were rested for Friday's 16-13 finale loss, per Koch. Last week's watch item asked whether Stroud's first look kept finding Collins against a third unfamiliar defense. The Windows reporting simply does not answer it. The second half of that watch item, who is actually behind him, is now answered in full. Booty and Hutchinson outside, Knoll and Wayne behind them. Dell back no earlier than week 5, Higgins out for the year. The June read on Collins was that he was the settled part of this offense, 3 straight years as the clear number 1 target, and the variables were all situational. Last week, this episode called him the only returning starter left in his receiver room. Cut Day did nothing to soften that. The 3 veterans were released. The 1 addition came by trade, and Houston claimed nobody off waivers. So the target concentration June counted on has even less competition than the June read imagined. We'll pick this up as week 1 comes into focus. Data via NFLverse.